Hello and welcome to Your Better Life with Better Tax Returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
Charlie, I've worked as a miner locally and as a machine operator and work up to 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week. What should I claim?
Well, as a miner, sometimes you've been working FIFO, sometimes you're working Dido, drive in, drive out, and other times you're working locally. And machine operator, same thing. So in each case, we'll look at your car. So if you're carrying tools and equipment to work and you don't have a locker where you can leave all that at work, or even if you're flying with those in FIFO conditions and you're taking those tools, but because you have a clean site policy, you have to take those tools back with you, or you can't leave them for fear of being flogged. If you're carting in your car to the airport or to the mine site tools, then we can keep your car as eligible to be claimed. So again, what you want to be doing is looking at episode 5 to make sure you're claiming your car with a logbook. Episode 4 to make sure you're keeping all your receipts, okay, and using the free and easy method. And even though you're on a mine site and you might be working a 4-4, 10-4, or 2 weeks on, 1 week off, it depends. If you're working long hours and you're not being fed, when you watch episode 6, you'll see that the company may provide you with a meal, or they can pay you $16.85 overtime meal allowance. So if you are receiving working long hours, 7 on, 7 off, 12 hours, and you're feeding yourself, might be from the canteen or the vending machine or Macca's, Jacka's or Crackers, if you're feeding yourself and you're receiving an overtime meal allowance, you may be able to pick up another $10,000 to $15,000. So between the $25,000 up to $25,000 for your car, up to $15,000 for your overtime meals, and the other thousands of other expenses that you are keeping perfect records for using our free and easy method, you're going to be up around the $40,000 in expenses, which translates into a refund of $18,800. You're probably getting a refund of $4,000 to $5,000, so we're picking up another $13,000 to $14,000 for you.
Nice.
Not only should you make sure you watch those episodes to claim the biggest refunds in this year and future years, Jules, make sure you go back and watch episode 10, because episode 10 will tell you how to amend your tax returns, or help us amend your tax returns to get the extra refunds from past years. So for car, again, let me illustrate how to claim your car with some actual numbers. As I noted, most people don't know they're eligible to claim their car under either the bulky item exception or the model site exception, and don't claim anything. That's a $0 claim. Or they claim using the lazy truck method called cents per kilometre, where they claim up to 5,000 kilometres. I say up to, because if you only do 1,000 kilometres, at 72 cents a kilometre, that's 720. If you claim 5,000 kilometres, that's an, oh my God, 3,600. Let's make sure you're claiming the better part of 25,000. So you're going to keep the logbook and everything as discussed in episode 5, and you're going to keep copies of all your purchases. You're going to use the free and easy method to photograph all your receipts for fuel, tyres, batteries, services, car care products, armour oil, tyre black, all that sort of stuff, car care services, car wash details, car assets like seat covers and floor mats and dash covers and steering wheel covers, etc., etc. And you're also going to forward the invoices that have been emailed to you from your various associations for your registration, for your insurance, your loan agreement, your loan bank statement, so we can see how much interest you paid on the car loan that year, your breakdown service, etc., etc., including the cost of the car. All of these costs will be on file in your tax receipts email, and all those costs, which I suggested might be around about the $20,000, including depreciation, will be used to work out what your total expenses are and compared to and claimed by the logbook method, which at 90% would be $18,000. You've seen me repeatedly give that example, but now you see where those car expenses come from, right? So fuel, rego, everything. Now, that list has just been read to you, but the detailed list will be sent to you once you've registered by answering those questions and submitting your questionnaire. I give you that example of what you should be claiming, but what more than likely you've been claiming is zero, because you didn't know your car was eligible, or somewhere between zero and 3,600. There's just no doubt, there's no doubt that you are much better off claiming by the logbook method if your car is eligible. Contact us to see if you're eligible. Keep a logbook, keep all your receipts. Once again, I want to illustrate an expense, overtime meal expense in this situation, by giving you a mathematical example. Let's say, for instance, you receive an overtime meal allowance of $1,500 in your payment summary or pay slips. You can prove that allowance. And so you've received the allowance, and now let's look at what you should claim. There's no correlation. You don't say, oh, I received $1,500, therefore I should claim $1,500. Even you know that doesn't make any sense. But that's exactly what your lazy trucker tax preparer has been doing. So I'm going to show you what you should claim. I'm going to show you what you're likely to have claimed. Okay, so you've got an overtime meal allowance, therefore you're eligible to claim your overtime meal expense. Let's say in the 52 weeks of the year, you've taken 2 weeks off, you work 6 days a week, and you're spending about $25 on overtime meal expense each meal. You should be claiming, 50 by 25, 175 days per week by 50 weeks, you should be claiming $8,750. Now, that's a calculation. You don't need receipts for any of that. You do need to prove you have overtime meal allowance, but I've already pointed out it's in your payment summary, or you can find it in your pay slip or prove it by letter. But back to the example, you should be claiming $8,750. More than likely, your trucked up, lazy trucker accountant has just gone, you received $1,500 in overtime meal allowance. How about we plug that figure into overtime meal expense? On ya. You bloody wombat, $1,500. Or not only is your tax preparer lazy, but he's also dumb and he's claimed zero because he didn't even know you could claim overtime meal expense. The industry is stupid. Don't keep working with them. This service, this episode, it's free. Learn. Act on it. Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you and complete and submit answers to 4 questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you can send all your receipts, payslips, and logbooks using our free and easy method. We'll forward you simple, easy-to-follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year and thus a bigger, safer refund.